Shock and disbelief really doesn't even begin to describe it. People cannot believe it. As they said to me, this is a quiet area where these things just don't happen. I was asking people how they even found out about this, and it was the local postman, Stephen. He was doing his rounds and found himself obstructed trying to deliver some of the post, and word spread from there that something had happened, and that something has been the death of two local people.
Sue, I headed down yesterday morning to a very shocked Banglestown town initially. It's the scene of the double tragedy is actually just outside Banglestown. It's a short drive, a couple of kilometres, out the Bally Cormac way. But initially, I was meeting people coming out of Mass. It was Ash Wednesday, and local people just shocked and awed. A lot of people had heard it at Mass, and word was travelling fast. And even though we couldn't name the two deceased men until yesterday evening, but it was known instantly around Banglestown because it was two farmlands. They knew who it was straight away, and everyone was just shocked and appalled. An awful lot of people seemed to know George Rothwell. He seemed to be a real character around the town, very well known, very well loved, known for his music, known for his rendition of the Hucklebuck, I was told, and a great man for sheep, as John Shirley was telling you earlier this morning. Knew his sheep, was a great farmer. Just huge shock. I met one woman who knows Hilda, who's now, of course, the bereaved wife and sister, and she was heartbroken for her and said that she was a real lady, as I described Hilda. So just such an awful sense of shock and trauma in Banglestown. It's such a quiet, pleasant little local town. And then I went out to the farmland, and you're driving down country roads. You know, those country roads get thinner and thinner, and the grass starts to grow in the middle of the road. Beautiful scenes, sheep filling the fields. And then two Garda scenes of investigation, Gardaí posted outside, the bunting is up. And as I was getting, as the morning wore on, the fire brigade were arriving, more and more people arriving. And by yesterday evening, the state pathologist, Dr. Michael Curtis, had visited both scenes. And they're just around the corner from each other, a short drive around a corner.
Between the two houses.
Yeah, adjoining farms, as it's been reported. Yeah.
Literally, yeah.
So real tragedy for the two brother-in-laws.
Okay, you talked to some people, and we're going to listen to what they had to say.
Yeah, so the first voice you'll hear is Tom Gordon, who's the Dean of Loughlin. And I was speaking to him right outside the front gate of George Rothwell. You can hear his car running in the background. You know, it was just very shortly after the news had all broken. So that's Tom Gordon. And then you'll go on, you'll hear local people in Banglestown, including the owner of a local pub and one of his employees. And then the rest, the final voice is Councillor Dennis Foley. So first up, Tom Gordon, Dean of Loughlin.
Well, this is a very sad day for the community here. This is a very close-knit community, a very supportive community, and I think that it's a very obvious thing to say, really. Everyone's in deep shock, and it's very difficult even to take on board the news that everyone's heard. Well, it's very, as I say, the community is a very closely knit community, so one hears these things almost immediately.
I went to school and he was a very respectable fella. Yeah. You know, I just heard it there this morning coming into Mass. You know, that's all. Oh, it's a terrible shock. You know, you go to school with someone all your life, a very respectable family, very.
And they're shocking, isn't it? Small community and it goes like this. It's terrible. I don't know, what was it over?
I found out this morning there was a woman in from Mass this morning about, she was going on about it, but I didn't really say anything until another person came in and said it as well. It's a really big shock because he was in here last Friday and he was such a lovely man, like he kept to himself. But yeah, it's a big shock now, I have to say. Really shocked that something could happen like this, so close, like, to the town and that.
Sean O'Shea. Sean O'Shea, yeah.
And there's an Auron that a lot of people know very well. Am I right? Is it on Puckerbilla? You're the on Puckerbilla man.
I'm the on Puckerbilla man. It's now abbreviated to Pucker. Make sure how you pronounce the first word.
So I just wanted to ask you tonight about the song contest. What are you looking for in the winning entry?
Well, what we're looking for basically is there are 20 entries, and it's our job to pick the best of the 20. And any song will qualify as long as it is in the language of the country, as long as both the air and the melody are original. Now, we haven't heard the songs yet, we've seen the words, you know. And from what I've seen, the words, the standard is very high. And I suppose it is part of the... Well, tonight's song will be going on to the International Festival, which will be held here, I think, early next month. And it's important that we pick a good song to represent Ireland.
Mr. Di O'Shea, how's the night going so far as the MC?
It's great. I love the contrast in music. There's festive, there's rock, there's lots of different stuff happening. I have pity for the judges. They have really, really a tough job to pick one out of the 20 songs tonight.
And you know, when you were up there on stage, you were talking about all your connections to Carlow. What's it like to be back in Carlow? Or?
Do you know, actually, I landed down at about 4 o'clock this evening, so I took a walk around the town. It was really, really cool. Because when I taught in Carlow, in St. Mary's years ago, about 10 years ago or something. So I met some of the old teachers and stuff like that, which was kind of strange. And I remember certain places that I frequented while I was here, the Dolmen and Tully's, and a few places like that. So it was all very, very familiar.
What does it mean for you to be here at the Pancras Festival, at the song competition as a Gaeilgeor yourself, to see all these people performing, young and old, as Gaeilge?
It's brilliant. Like, it's I think the Irish language has turned the corner in the past few years. I think TG Cahir had a big part to play with that, as did Gael Scullina. I think they just made it cool, they made it normal. It wasn't being forced down people's throats. It was cool, I suppose. And this is another side of it as well. Say, you have 20 entrants into this, like, there wasn't 20 in for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Have you got any message from the Minister for Environment, Phil Hogan, or is there anything about your protest this morning for him?
The message for me, for Phil Hogan, is to step down as Minister now before you make a complete fool of yourself. Here we have one Garda car here, two Gardas there, a Garda van up there and a Garda car down there. There's people on the streets now committing crimes and they're wasting guards here over Phil Hogan. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. We're here to do a peaceful protest. We're not here to attack Phil Hogan, you know, in person. We're stating a message. He's the one that's going around terrorising elderly people in homes, frightening them into paying bills. The Labour Party and Fine Gael are both on opposite sides of the fence with regard to this new charge that they're bringing in on the house, you know, the house taxes. They don't know where they're going with it. I mean, Phil Hogan brought out a bill in January. He doesn't know one end of the bill from the other. He's totally and absolutely incapable. He's an incapable minister, and as I said already, he should step down now and quit while he's ahead, because he's the worst minister that we've had. I'm ashamed to say that he's a Kilkenny man. He's the only cat in this county that we don't want. And as far as I can see, he'll never be elected in this county again.
We don't want your house tax here. Hogan here is loud and clear. We don't want your house tax here. Out, out, out. Hogan, Hogan, out, 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 out. Can't pay, won't pay. Can't pay.
So far,
you're doing really well. You're looking pretty confident, apart from a little tremble. But you're looking good. You're looking good. The first one is probably one of the hardest.
It is difficult, isn't it? Because you're sideways and you're wobbling. Not much on the centre of balance.
It's definitely one of the hardest.
That's good to know. You're not just saying that to make me feel better, to get my confidence up.
It's definitely one of the
hardest. You wouldn't lie to me.
And it's designed that way on purpose.
So we're two down and what? 16 to go.
Two down and 14 to go. We have 16 in total. So we have 14 to go.
I can do this. Okay, what's the next one? We're going around, we're doing a little loop around the tree. By the way, how high up are we?
Again, we're about 10 metres, thereabouts, give or take.
Okay, well, we do have a beautiful view of the river and the bridge. It's all very picturesque, if you can look past your nose. Okay, so we've come around a corner, and now we're looking at more steps.
This one here.
Yeah.
This morning, we spent the morning naming all the apps.
Okay.
And this particular one, she's going to kill me for saying this, but this particular one we've named Fiona's Bridge, because Fiona is one of our instructors here and done quite a dramatic fall on it. So,
I hope to not repeat Fiona's dramatic fall.
She was harnessed up. She didn't go very far. She landed on a bum on a bridge.
Okay. Well, with those encouraging words, I'm going to take on Fiona's Bridge. Oh, God. I'm freaked out. So I'm going to lean forward, and all it is one rope, and I'm standing sideways on a rope, leaning in to the other rope, sidestepping. So I'm basically walking a tightrope with no circus training at all. Okay, bye. Oh, divine God. Alan, whatever you do, don't drop the mic. Okay, so now I'm just standing 10 metres up on a rope, which is just, not going to look down.
You've just set a course record for doing it the slowest.
Only because I like to stop and record conversations, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. Other than that, you would have been really fast.
Super fast.
But actually, in fairness, it's not designed to be done very fast. It's designed to take your time and enjoy the course and have a look around and enjoy the scenery.
Enjoy the beautiful view. I didn't fall.
You didn't fall at all.
Apart from the trapeze bits, where I nearly had a bit of a wobble.
You done well.
Yeah?
You're looking good. You made it look like a pro.
I'm looking relieved. I will never have a career as a gymnast or a circus performer, but I made it through. And it was good fun. I feel a sense of achievement.
But anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
Definitely. If I can do it, absolutely anybody can do
anyone
it.
Anyone can do it.
Hi, Sue. How are you? Yeah, I'm just here, just down the road from Tullahurn Church, where Siobhan Stapleton's funeral has just come to an end, and then the congregation are now making their way to the graveyard. It was just a huge, huge funeral, a huge turnout. It feels like the whole community is here to pay their respects. And just a cloud of grief hanging over the congregation. I didn't even make it inside the church. I was just standing outside with people. I don't know if you know Tullahurn Church. It's on a crossroads. There's cars lining every road on the crossroads. Maybe 50, if not more, cars on each road. There were at least 100 plus people outside the church. There was another maybe 100 in the churchyard itself. People just in the congregation holding flowers, Sue, just outside with flowers, waiting to lay them at their knees. There was older people with chairs provided for them to sit down outside. I saw what I presume was a grandmother and her granddaughter just comforting each other, holding flowers. That day, but a huge community outpouring of grief. The priest that celebrated her life today, that is going to bury her, is actually the priest that marries Peter, her husband, and Siobhan Stapleton spoke about how it felt only yesterday that he actually married them only yesterday. And he talked about their great love for each other. He described her as a devoted wife, and that just kept on coming through, that she was such a family woman, and that she adored her husband, and it really was extraordinary, the expression of what a family woman she was. They spoke of her, described her as a loving wife, a caring mother, a loving sister and a loving daughter, and somebody paying tribute to her, they said they hoped that she would be with her father Sean, who was also passed on, and the family took some comfort, and they couldn't say enough about her. They talked about her love of gardening, and that she was happiest in the garden, her love of nature. They said her only kind of maybe conflict was whether or not she was more loyal to the GAA or the local soccer. So just a really warm tribute, a really treasured mother, sister and wife.
We're all free! And who are you voting for? Burn, welcome back to Burris.
I know, it's great to be back here, especially with Prezi.
Is this how it's always like for you when you come home? There's just marching bands and screaming fans.
That's what it's like everywhere I go.
This is the warm welcome of Burris.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's unbelievable. Everyone's after coming out, and I think we're both shocked at the amount of people here. So,
does it make you a bit emotional? I think I choke up at half my video.
Yeah,
I
mean, you start bawling crying.
That's the first thing.
No, it is emotional. It's unbelievable. It's a bit dangerous, though, the amount of people here.
Frizzy, did you expect anything like this coming down here today to Burris?
No, I had quite a late night last night. We were in the studio. We were working on one of the songs for next Sunday. And so I got to bed about 4 this morning, got up about 9. A few hours sleep, I'll have a coffee, I'll drive down to Burris. It'll be a nice drive, nice, quiet, little, beautiful town in Carlo. And it was like, I thought Jedward were here or something.
And you spent the morning having tea with the Byrne family. What was it like to meet the mummy and daddy and meet the whole extended family?
Well, if her sandwich making skills are anything to go by, if your singing skills, it's a nice combination. Lovely little. It was Mrs. Doyle from Father Ted. I drank about 18 litres of tea and had about, I don't know how many biscuit cakes I've had.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit, I just had a bit of an insulin crash. I'm a little bit tired, but no, it's lovely. I mean, it's a gorgeous, I've never been here. It's a gorgeous village, really nice.
Well, Pat Byrne, I'll let you say looking out the window, but what's it like away. Being on the old train, of your own train, your homecoming train?
I never thought I'd be going down the street of Burris on a train. So.
And not just a train, but a train for you.
No, I'm very happy with it. It's unbelievable the amount of people coming out.
Cheers, Pat.
Thanks a million.
How are you?
When you get down here, You're not going to believe the size of the crowd that are waiting
for you. Have you seen it? Yeah. Is it unreal?
Yeah. People have been here for about an hour.
I can't believe it.
What was it like? I mean, you just come from a photo shoot, am I right?
Yeah, I was doing VIP magazine there.
Yourself and the girlfriend?
We were doing all Tommy Hilfiger stuff, so.
Please.
Yeah, it's very
high
chic.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Now you're down here in back home in Paris. Are you going to go on in a session?
Oh, I think I will, yeah. It's about time. I had to take it easy Sunday night because I had a hectic day yesterday, so I won't take it as easy tonight.
You're dead right, you're home now.
Yeah.
At least.
And it's great to see everyone.
And they're all walking down the street here beside you. It's amazing.
It's unreal.
This many people.
I never expected this.
You're one popular young man, Popper.
Oh, that's unreal.
Aren't you?
Well, how are you? What's the guy? I'm Rick. Well, Taylor, how are you?
Unreal. It's unbelievable there's so many people here. Oh, the atmosphere is, I've never seen anything like it. It's way beyond what I even thought it'd be. So I can't get over how many people are here. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I just saw young girls getting to sign their autograph, get him to sign an autograph for them and everything.
That's right, yeah. I sure look, they're so excited about the whole thing. It's great what it's doing for the people, you know. They're all delighted with themselves, so it's great. Absolutely brilliant.
Is it a joy tonight? We'll be hitting the pub.
Well, sure. I wouldn't say there'd be much room in any of the pubs of our own.
Marnie, what was that like to watch all those people do that for Pat?
It was absolutely amazing. Brilliant. The people are absolutely brilliant. You can see for yourself.
It's just gorgeous. You must be a proud mummy.
Always was. Always was.
What was that like?
Unbelievable. It's the best day of my life. Thanks a million, everyone.